I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Good Tuesday. Really are Monday. Holiday yesterday. So welcome in. Thanks for joining us. Dom Giordano sitting in for Rich with Dawn and Bill and Joe here. What an unusual lineup Greg Stocker has put up together here today. The fearsome foursome. All right. A football story that might have consequence. And I know Bill and his dad are season ticket holders. Dawn, do you go to games live, Eagles games?
We do. We love to go. We take the boys. So David, you know, is in seventh grade and he plays football. So we love it. We don't go to every. We're not season ticket holders, but we go.
Oh, okay. Because it's going to be harder and harder to get a ticket on said day game. And Bill, I don't know if you got any directive from the Eagles yet, but the Steelers director of communications says only 50% of the individual 2020 game day tickets will be made available to the public because the team wants to prepare for social distancing scenarios. Individual tickets go on sale on Friday. Well, what about the season ticket holders, though? I mean, you're in. You paid a seating license. You're paying an unbelievable amount of money, right? No directive from the Eagles?
So, well, the only directive that we got, according to my dad, and I'll shoot him a text to see if there's any update, they delayed the increments in payments. So a lot of times they just kind of say, okay, your due is this month, on this day, and then 3 months later, your next payment's due. They held that off because I think the first payment was due in March, and obviously after this all went down. They delayed that, and I think my dad said they just sent the invoice for that first payment due in June. But to your point, it doesn't really address if there's if there's four seats next to each other, two of them belong to one set of season ticket holders like my dad and I, mm-hmm. and the people next to us also have season tickets. How does that work? Because are you going to tell them, hey, you have to move down a couple seats that are reserved for, and that's where the 50% that the Steelers are doing, because they're going to use those individual game tickets as now quasi season tickets to space out people even more. It's an interesting scenario that they're going to be. But at the end of the day, I'm a pessimist like Greg is on this. I don't think there's going to be fans in the stands at the start of the season. I think they're going to be extremely cautious in come fall.
Well, who will be cautious? The NFL?
The NFL? Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, I think teams are going to try and do their own thing, but I could see Goodell just coming down and saying, "Listen, we're just going to bank on the TV revenue, cuz that's what this is all going to come down to, revenue and money, and hope that by December and playoff time we can get fans in the stands, butts in seats." But something tells me especially preseason. Preseason, I don't think there's never fans in the stands anyway, especially this year. I don't think that you're going to see fans.
I would agree with the preseason. You can get away with that, but that's not what I think the NFL, you see, I think this will be a trigger of unbelievable consequence. I think the NFL wants to be back in some degree of normalcy. So you're saying they wouldn't be back? Yeah. And I think this could come down. I don't see the NFL being the one saying, no, we're just not going to play with fans, without fans there. I think this comes down to individual states. There's a story. Now, not that I think he'll do it this time, but that Gavin Newsom might put the kibosh on it, whatever happens. And what, they have three teams out there, right? At least three. Yeah. San Francisco, L.A., whatever they're calling themselves now. So, double LA or not, yeah, San Diego or
the
not.
Fake LA team.
Yes.
But keep in mind, they have contingencies. So they can go to Vegas. They can go to Arizona.
Yeah.
So they've already said, look, if Pennsylvania or California or whoever, if their state is saying, nope, you can't open,
right,
they do have contingencies.
Okay, I got all that. And here's my wish, Dawn. It's the politics of this.
Yeah.
Governor Ridge has been, Governor Wolf has been, well, him too, but Governor Wolf has been, Wolfman Hack has been out of control. He's up there. He's not a Whitmer, but he's right below. And if he would dare to rule and continue this, now, if he doesn't rule that and says they could play, well, then that's inconsistent. There'll be more of a revolt by then of the other individual businesses, because everybody thinks going green is right around the corner. I'm not in that camp. I don't think we're going to go green in this area for at least another month, if not another month on top of that. You know, he went to yellow because I believe, and I had the guy on my show, the head of public health out in Bucks County, Damsker, is an infectious disease guy. He's a great guy. And he made such a persuasive case. And Bucks County is run by Democrats at the commissioner level, that Wolf gave in, boy, it seems like a million years ago, on Friday. And he reopened the rest of the area to be consistent. But what will he do when we're talking mass gatherings? Then you got Phil Murphy. What would he do in Jersey? Two teams play there, right? The Giants and the Jets both play there. That's,
yep.
Yeah, at the Meadowlands.
Yep.
So, yeah, you guys are right. They could go to Vegas. They could. I think it's a kamikaze mission if the NBA. There's no way I think the NBA plays this year.
Oh, really?
If they do, that's the one sport where I would claim a lot of knowledgeability and Bill, the sweating, the body contact.
Yeah.
It would be instantaneous. I don't care how much testing. Well, are we going to have a testing timeout? I think that might be positive. We need a test. All right, it's not a TV timeout. It's a testing timeout brought to you by
Gatorade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. So think the NBA is going to go?
I think the NBA is going to go because they're looking at Disney World. They're looking at that ESPN venue or whatever it's called,
right in
the heart of Disney, and because obviously Disney's closed, it gives them the ability to isolate their players. So yeah, your point is valid in terms of the sweating and the potential bleeding, and because of the close nature of basketball compared to the other sports, it's a valid. But I think because if they can isolate these players in one or two locations like Disney World, it's valid. It's a valid spot, especially because they said the first thing we're doing when we're locked and ready to go is test these players first entering the building, play the games, and then in a couple days we're going to test you again, and then in a couple days we're going to test you again and again and again. So if they get all negative tests right from the get-go, it's a good sign that it's not going to be transmitted if they keep them isolated in Disney World, the happiest place on earth.
Yes, I would tell you NBA players and isolation and the lack of female companionship that. I'd say, my God.
Yeah, it's
tough. I'm picturing former Sixer Allen Iverson in this situation and a breakout from Disney. You know, guys going over the wall and all, keeping him in Disney. How long before that gets a little bit old?
Yeah, you know? Can only ride Space Mountain so many
times. Yes, yeah, particularly NBA players. It might be a little bit rough. And baseball, the one where there is an ability to do this, it's the money thing. They're going to go back and forth over that. Yeah. Look, there is some risk for baseball players, and I guess they deserve a little bit more than that 50-50 that came down. But they would be the most likely to play, and that would give people games every single day, et cetera.
Yep.
So,
I agree with that.
But politically, this could come down to a big mess for someone like Governor Wolf if the NFL insists on playing. And I think they will. I think they're being egged on by a lot of the owners. And also, President Trump wants him to play. I don't know about college football. Now, Michigan will not play college football, one of the biggest powerhouses, if they're still in this, anywhere near this lockdown mode, or if the college campus doesn't reopen. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Michigan does reopen. Okay. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Big story of the day, and Dawn's already hit it in the news, is the playing field now are churches at this point. How about your church? What do you want them to do? I'd love to hear from you. And follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. At 8 o'clock, we have a special guest, a local pastor who defied King Murphy's edict, but did CDC guidelines and has been threatened with repercussions by the governor on national TV at least once or twice. The gym people today in Belmar, they are in federal court, as I understand it. I think they have a tremendous case, and I think the state's afraid that they could win on that. How long will it take? Well, I'll tell you what Attorney General Bill Barr is doing. He finally has jumped into a state case. I know you want him to jump in here. So do I.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.